Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 76 on August 23rd, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on C Limited, the KBW Regional Bank ETF, and the MSCI Brazil ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Slack Technologies, Citigroup, and Cisco Systems. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the market was down again for the fourth week in a row. Both major U.S. equity indices were roughly 1% lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 257 points, ending the week at 25,628 points. The S&P 500 index finished the week 41 points lower, closing at 2,847 points. And we'll move on to the topic of the week. The topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week this week is a continuation of our complex strategies discussion that we've had over the past few weeks. So we discussed iron condors 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, actually. 1 week ago, last week, we discussed butterfly trades, butterfly spreads. Today, we will discuss straddles. Now, straddles are a volatility trade because the price of the spread reacts rather, you know, positively or negatively to movement in the market, whether it's up or down, regardless of the direction of the actual price movement. And you create a straddle by buying or selling a call and a put on the same strike. So let's use the 25 strike as an example. Buying the straddle means buying the 25 strike call and buying the 25 strike put. Selling the straddle means selling both the 25 strike call and put. Now, if you buy the straddle, you simply want the price to make a big move in either direction. Risk is limited to the premium you pay to purchase the spread. So your possible earnings are actually unlimited because you own a naked call option. And if you sell the straddle, you want the price to stay still. Large movements in the underlying stock price will cost you dearly if you're short the straddle. And if you do sell the straddle, your risk is unlimited, mostly due to that naked call option that you've sold. So let's say you've sold the straddle, that means you're short the 25 strike call and short the 25 strike put. So the call option could, in theory, go up to some unlimited value, infinity. The good news, though, on the put side is options can't go below zero. So, in theory, selling a naked put has a defined risk. It's the strike value times 100 because there's 100 shares per option. So, in this situation, the risk on the short put is capped at $2,500. Now, if you want to learn more about all the spreads that I focus on, because I really don't talk about that many on the show, and there are quite a few more tools in my tool belt to make money. If you want to learn more about all the spreads I focus on to make money in the markets, check out the video on the homepage of www.theoptionstudio.com. Now let's get into the trades from last week. I wanted to give a quick heads up that this week will probably be a little bit shorter show because we made money on two of our three trades. The longer shows typically come when there are significant losses to sort of walk through and create an alternative strategy. But when we make money, As you guys know who have been following along with me, when we make money on the show, there really is less to talk about. And so I don't add a lot of filler on the show just to keep you on. I try to be as succinct and efficient as possible, but ideally also giving you a long enough show so that it's worth your time. I know many of you will listen to this either quickly on a weekend or maybe on your train ride to and from work or something along those lines, maybe a car. So I hope you do occasionally forgive the shortened shows, but I really do appreciate you guys listening. So let's dive in. I'm going to start off with the covered call and, of course, begin with an apology. The symbol I gave last week for C Limited, I gave SEA. Really, it was only SE. And that's the reason I say both the symbol and the name of the company, in case you guys ever, in case it ever doesn't line up, definitely go with whichever one, whichever one matches the actual stock price and the options values that I give, because you can actually go out and research these prices that I give on the show. So last week, C Limited, symbol SE, Sierra Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $35.42. I looked at buying that stock and selling the September 36 call at $2.70 per option, hoping for a 9.26% return in 5 weeks. Well, C Limited stock fell significantly this week, down $4.55, ending the week at $30.87 per share. The option we sold lost $2.30, so that leaves us with a net loss of $2.25 on the trade. So my next step is definitely to buy in that option strike that we sold and roll it lower. So I'm going to sell the at-the-money call. That's the September 31 strike option. And we can sell that option and receive $1.65. So this would bring our total loss to 47 cents if the stock finishes at or above $31 per share. Of course, if it goes lower, we will look to roll the strike lower again to continue collecting premium to offset that long stock position that would be losing money. So this will allow us to continue limiting our overall loss exposure for this trade. So at this point, the stock moved so much that we've lost money on the trade, and it really is a matter of mitigating that loss. And one of the best ways to mitigate the loss is not just to close out the trade, because if you close out the trade, you're going to lose $2.25. But if you go ahead and roll that strike lower, sell another option against that stock that you own that has moved lower, then you have a possibility of continuing to collect premium on this trade and thus making more money against that stock, so that you don't just sit and hold a loser or lock in a loser. Now, our next trade was the credit spread. We did it on the Spider KBW Regional Banking ETF, symbol KRE, Kilo Romeo Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $49.99. We looked at selling the September 51.52 call spread at 39 cents, which could create a maximum possible loss of 61 cents in 5 weeks. Well, the KBW Regional Banking ETF shares fell $1.35 per share, finishing the week at $48.64. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now even more out of the money. We sold the spread at 39 cents per spread, and the market price to buy the spread back right now, if you were to buy that spread back right now, it would be 39 cents. However, and that we know that this spread is worth less money. In fact, as long as stock finishes less than $51 per share in 4 weeks, we will keep the entire 39 cents of premium we collected for selling the spread. So this is a win with stock where it is. I mean, the stock right now is trading for $48.64, and we just needed to stay. I mean, it would have to raise $2.36 for us to even start to be in a situation where we could lose money at expiration. So just wait for expiration, or wait for the spread prices to truly reflect the lower likelihood of this spread finishing in the money. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on the iShares MSCI Brazil ETF, symbol EWZ, Echo Whiskey Zulu. At the time, the stock was trading for $41.65, and we looked at buying the September 42.5/42 put spread for 30 cents, which leaves us with a maximum possible gain of 20 cents or 66.67% return in 5 weeks. Well, the Brazil ETF fell $2.14 per share, ending the week at $39.51. The in-the-money put spread we bought is now even more in the money. If we were to try selling the spread right now, we would actually lose 9 cents, mostly because we'd be crossing the bid-ask spread. However, we know that this spread is worth 50 cents to us, and we only bought it for 30 cents. So we'll hold this trade, hold on to this trade until expiration, as long as prices stay below $42 per share for the ETF. That will allow you to lock in that 66% return, and there's only 4 more weeks left. So all in, we lost some money on the covered call, made money on both the credit spread and the debit spread, so it's a pretty good week. This week, we're only 4 weeks away now from September expiration, so the next few weeks, definitely the next 2, possibly the next 3, we'll continue looking for trades in September. So we'll start off with our covered call, and I'm looking this week on Slack Technologies, symbol WORK, W-O-R-K, Whiskey Oscar Romeo Kilo. The stock ended the week at $30.05. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the September 31 call at $1.80. That can create a maximum gain of 9.15% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Slack Technology shares at $30.05 and then selling the September 31 call at $1.80. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $31 per share and the break-even price is $28.25. Our next spread this week is the credit spread. We're looking at Citigroup, symbol C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $61.95, and I'm looking at selling the September 62.5 call spread at 22 cents. And of course, this yields a maximum possible loss of 28 cents per spread. And as you guys know by now, I always like to know what my maximum loss could be, because that allows me to appropriately price or appropriately size this trade based on my overall capital requirements or my overall amount of capital that I have to trade with and how much I want to risk or how much I'm willing to risk on this trade. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 62 call at $2.15 and concurrently buying the September 62.5 call for $1.93. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $62 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $62.22. And then our final trade for the week is a debit spread on Cisco Systems, symbol CSCO, Charlie Sierra, Charlie Oscar. The stock ended the week trading for $46.61 per share, and I'm looking at buying the September 47.5/47 put spread for 34 cents. That can create a maximum gain of 16 cents or 47% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the September 47.5 put for $1.85 and then concurrently selling the September 47 put at $1.51. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $47 per share. The break-even price on this is $47.16. Now, that's it for the week, and as far as the markets go, I'm expecting continued volatility over news and rumors of trade wars and tariffs. We are 1 week away, of course, from Labor Day in the U.S., and that typically signals the end of summer. We also will typically see an increase in the volume of shares traded daily, as well as a higher probability of increased price volatility with all of the volume returning back in the market. So definitely sharpen your pencils and stay ready. plan the trade and trade the plan. And that's what I love about this show, is it actually has helped me, helped to force me to plan my trades and trade my plan, just because I have to report back to both you guys and some of my customers. So that's it for the week. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.